Talking with Janelle Burgess, head coach for Montezuma, after they win in the first round. And coach, you're probably thinking 16-4. You didn't get the start that you wanted, but what a turnaround for your team. Your thoughts after this one?
I thought we stayed true to ourselves in the sense of playing great defense, rebounding the ball extremely well. Even in that first quarter, we still had offensive rebounds. We just couldn't convert them. We still played great in the sense of created 26 turnovers. And then on the other end, I mean, we only let them have 6 offensive rebounds, which, Chris, that's pretty huge. They rebound the ball very well on the offensive end. So, you know, just really proud of our mentality. I think the games that we've played leading up to this kind of helped us. Sigourney going into the sub-state game. All of those games, I think, prepped us to be able to say mentally, stay with it.
Shatia's on the bench with 2 fouls, and then suddenly you get hot from the outside.
Well, I think we were honestly trying to get it too much on the inside in some capacity, and we just needed to be able to move the ball and just be able to breathe and smile. I was just like, breathe and smile. I think, you know, the positive is, though, even through that, we still got to the free throw line 10 times in the first half, which is huge for us, 24 overall free throw attempts for us, which is, I mean, that's very important when you're looking at playing in a big venue, still being able to get to the paint and being able to get those free throws on the rim.
Shelby Conger has 5 threes this year. She hit the one to tie it and the one to put you ahead, and you stayed ahead from there. How can you explain that?
I just want to tell you that kid deserves that. That kid has worked so hard, and I'm just so proud of her, but most importantly, her teammates. I mean, the excitement that they had going into the locker room, knowing what just happened in those 6 points, was pretty awesome.
And then Shatia took over the game in the third quarter, pretty much. But I don't think it was so much her offense, but it was her steals.
Yeah.
I mean, she had a great couple of anticipations in the midcourt to it seems like the players were there, but they kind of did it in unconventional ways in this game for you.
Yeah, I mean, 18 steals we earned. I thought she did sometimes where it looks like she wasn't matched up with her player, and then poof, here she comes out of the middle of nowhere and got a nice steal. I think RG had some nice steals as well, and I think you got to understand sometimes those kids get the steals because the other ones on the front of the defense are making them a little rattled. So you have to give other kids, I think, credit as well, but really proud of just Shatia's composure, not playing as many minutes as she would have wanted to in that first half, but just being able to cheer her team on and understand that her opportunities would come.
So what's the focus now, getting ready for West Hancock?
Now we got to recoup a little bit, but most importantly, we just got to understand, we're going to say almost an identical team, except they've got 2 really, really nice little guard in there and a much taller kid on the inside. But, you know, for us, it still comes down to who we are and just can we keep our little head together and smile a little bit and enjoy playing.
Coach, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.